Now, in order to properly understand the conclusion of the sugya of your levy shekel, it's necessary that we look a little bit into the mekeres, because we've been talking sort of in the air. Let us recognize that there are two different parshas that discuss the concept of levy shekel. One is to be found in Re, and one is to be found in Shoftim. So there's very profound differences between them. The Stam Navi Sheker, which is a din in Shoftim, says as follows. Navi Akim Zlem, the Kerev Achim Kamocha. It starts off actually rather. It starts talking about the way that the goyim go to Ksamim and Monein, Menachesh, Mechashev. That's not for you. Because lo chin atzan lecha Hashem lokecha, navi mikir becha miachecha, kamoni yakim lecha Hashem lokecha, eilav tishma'un, you must listen to the navi. And this is what you asked on Har Sinai. Tichol asher sha'alcha mim Hashem lokecha b'chorev, b'yom ha'kahal, limor lo asef lishmo et kol Hashem lokecha. You didn't want to hear directly from Hashem. You wanted somebody else to be between you. So indeed, Hashem said, heitivu asher diber, navi akim lehem b'kerev achayem kamocha, I will give them a navi, as I'm giving them you, v'natati dvarai b'piv, v'diber aliyem et kol asher atzaven. And here's the pasuk that we darshaned yesterday, v'haya ish, asher lo yishma, el dvarai asher daber b'shmi, anochi adrosh mimo. And that was the din of a kodesh nivuato, or somebody refuses to accept the words of the navi, or the navi who doesn't accept his own words. We darshaned three lashonas there. V'chi yev misas v'dei shamayim. Ach hanavi asher yazid daber davar b'shmi, et asher lo tzivitiv, a navi that gives a tzivui of something that I was never mitzvah. And he tells you to do such and such, and such and such is going to be. That person, or asher yidaber b'shem Elohim acherim, which also we darshaned yesterday, that person who made the navi ahu. Now that's stam mita, who made the navi ahu. Every stam mita in the Torah is b'chenek. Doesn't say a word over here about kiyadich achor or anything like that, that we should make egzer shavet, the mesis, and so on. That is the parsha of Navi Sheker in Parshas Shoftim. Now, in Re'e, we have a completely different context of a Navi Sheker. And that comes in the middle of the dinim of Avodah Zarah. So it starts off with what to do with the goyim, ki achrit Hashem alokecha taguyim, ben tidrosh lev alehem, lotas and kein Hashem alokechem, and so on. And then goes on to three separate parshas. The Navi, ki akim bekir b'cha Navi, ochelim chalon. Then we have Mesit, ki asitcha achicha ben imcha b'incha b'itcha eshet haikecha. And what they say is, melcha v'nav b'olim achirim. And then we have the din of Mediyat. Ki tishma b'chat orecha, yatsu anashim b'nei b'liyal mikir b'cha, v'yadichu et yoshvei iram neymor melcha v'nav b'olim achirim. Three parshas, one after the other, all of which clearly are talking about the same context, the way in which you're going to relate to the Avodah Zarah that is around you. You seem to have some deeper problems here. Okay, so here we have a completely different parsha of Navi Sheker in the context of Hadocha, and it says in that parsha the same lashon of Hadocha. So it says like this: Ki akum bekir b'cha Navi ocholem chalom, v'natani lecha otomofei, hubah otomofei. So this miracle happens, and then he says, Melcha acharei Elohim acharim asher lo yadatam v'nohavdeim. Don't listen to him. Ki minaseh Hashem alokechem etchem, God is testing you. Acharei Hashem alokechem telechu. V'hanavi ahu, ocholem achalom ahu yumat. Now it doesn't say how he should die. Ki diber sarah al Hashem alokechem. Please, we're going to be darshing these tzukim today, that's why I'm reading them. Ki diber sarah. Lehadichacha min haderech. Now all of a sudden we have a din of hadacha here. So here it says, Vahadichacha min haderech shitzivcha Hashem lokecha lolechedba. So now, yesterday we discussed the machlokas about this word, lehadichacha. Is this lehadichacha to be compared with the Vahadikaka in the very next stuma, which is the din of Mesit. So we said over there, Kibikesh Vahadikaka Mial Hashem Elokecha. Or is this to be compared to the one that's in the parsha after that, which is the Yeradivakas? Vayadichu et Yoshvei Iran. Now all three parshas use the same word, Hadaka. We know that the case of the Mesis is Beskila, and the case of the Hadaka of the city is on the, we know there's a separate din on the people who were Nidachim, that they're given a din of Sayef, which is unique in Avodah Zarah, but the Mediach, he has the din of Chenek. And yesterday we had a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and between the Chachomim. Rabbi Shimon said, let's learn out the Hadaka to the Navi here from the Hadaka that is said by the Yerani Dacha to give him Chenek. Rabbanit says, let's learn out the Hadaka from the Hadaka by the Mesit and let's give him Skila. And each one explained the reasonability of why Hadaka makes more sense than the other approach. Fine. Now the question is, how do we split up these two parshias? Because even if we learn that there's a special halakha, the Navi that's Midiach, that still leaves us with the parsha in Shoftim, where it doesn't say anything about Adacha, where there it's just talking about Stam, Navi, who says do something that I never told you to do. The Navi says, go climb up to the top of the building, sit on your head, and spit wooden nickels. So such a Navi is Chayav Misa, and it says over there, we have to get rid of it. That's Stam Misa, more of a that's Chenek, not a word about being Oker, Ladicha Kamenat Derech. So that's two completely different issues. Today we have to establish where precisely were the Rav Shimon and the Chachamim arguing, in what cases, and in what cases would everyone agree would be included in the Parsha of Chenek that is said later on in Shoftim, and what things may be included actually in either part. So this is what today's issue revolves around. And in fact, we have a machlokas of Sister Rav Amnuna about how to understand the machlokas of Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. So we start with Rav Sister. And we're on the bottom now of Peites Amun Beis, Omer Rav Sister. Bachloket, Be'oker Haguf Da'avodat Kochavim, the Kiyum Miktat Ubitum Miktat Da'avodat Kochavim. The only machlokas of Rabban and Rabbi Shimon about a Novi who is coming to be Mediach is in the context that the Parsha of Hadassah appears. Over there it says, obviously, if we compare it to the Mesit, the Mediach, it's talking about Avodah Zarah. And that's actually, Ki Akum B'Kirbaka Navi, Ubaha Oto Mofet, and he says, Nelka Akare Elohim Akhairim, Asher Lo Yadatem and Avdeim. It's pure Avodah Zarah oriented. But if that Navi would come, by saying you're not supposed to eat kashers anymore, don't keep kashers anymore, no such thing, God has changed his mind, you're supposed to eat all animals, so that's not included in this parasha of Ladecha Kamen Haderech. That is meant to be seen as the din of a Novi Sheker. He's being metzaviyu at something that I never said, maybe, but it certainly is not here in the parasha of Hadacha. Therefore, says Rav Chista, the machlokas would be in somebody who either completely rips out the concept of Avodas Kochavim, or even if he just tells you partially, because it says min haderech, ladikacha min haderech, partially, from part of that path. So he says, okay, you're not allowed to bow down to Avodah Zarah, but you're allowed to express your belief in Avodah Zarah, let's say. Right? So that's the chiyuv of either the skila or the chenek, as the case may be, machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon. But the it's because the reason is Rachman Amar Min Haderech Afilu Miksat Haderech Aval Oker Haguf the Shar Mitzvot. If a Novi would come around and he would say, "Look, there's no such thing as kashrus," so then everybody agrees that's not included here. That's included in the parsha later on in Shoftim, and that's done. That's the Novi Shekler, and there Divrei Hakol B'Chenek. For sure, that's a din of Chenek, not a din in Skila. That everybody, even the Chachamim, agree. And the question would only arise, I want to say a chiddushin, says Rav Chista, is that if you're talking about kiyum miktzat ubitul miktzat the bishar mitzvot, on other mitzvot where we don't have that posik lahadichacha min, so that the Navi comes along now to say that, well, actually all the dinim of kashrus pertain, but God has changed his mind about needing to check the lungs. It's no problem with trachis in the lungs. So there, Divrei Hakol Patur. Actually, over there, everybody would hold that he's potter. Why? Because there's no min that is said in the second parsha in Shoftim. And all that it says over there, ledaber davar. Okay, so what's a davar? A davar means a solid, complete concept. But saying something, that's fine. So he's being menavi b'shek, but that's not where the Torah gives the chiyuv of umeta navi. So Rav Hamnuna disagrees with Rav Chisda's approach. And he says, how do you understand the drasha from this brisa, where we darshan in the parsha of Re'ei, that it says, he... what's lalechas? Lalechas means something positive. It's a mitzvah tase. So he's telling you, ignore that positive mitzvah. Ba, and not something else, mitzvah lo tase. According to you, the parsha is limited in Re'ei to the didim of Avodas Kochavim, correct? Well, what mitzvah tase is there about Avodas Kochavim? Where is there mitzvah tase? It's all mitzvah lo tase. Don't worship, don't believe, don't bow down, don't worship in the way that they normally worship. Where's the mitzvah say? So obviously, this parsha has got to be leaving room for other sugyas, like kashas. So there's a mitzvah say? There could be bodek in the simonim of Behemoth, right? And therefore, you're wrong in saying that the parsha is limited only to avodat kochavim. So Esau gadaitek b'avodat kochavim, where is there a chiyav of a mitzvah asay when it comes to Avodas Kochavim? The answer is Rav Chisda. Why not? There are plenty of mitzvahs asay. How about v'nitat stem? Supposed to break up their mizbechot. So maybe that's what he's referring to. It was not a mitzvah directly concerned with worshipping Avodas Kochavim, but a mitzvah related to Avodas Kochavim. It's part of the sugya of Avodas Kochavim. That, I agree, is part of the min haderech. All I'm saying is, says Rav Chisda, is that when it comes to something that is completely unrelated to Avodat Kochavim, such as Kashrut, over there, we're not discussing it, and it's not part of the Parsha of Hadacha. No, that's a specific chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem and so on.
So all
no, it's, because they're general. They're not limited to Avodat Kochavim. It's any mitzvah in the Torah about Hashem Elokecha.
No,
it's not.
Yeah.
Correct. It doesn't say anything about Ladi Chacha.
It doesn't say Ladi Chacha, but what is the body? I've already explained it. What is Leo Chayavadim Machuim? That was him personally. That was why is that here in Shoftim? There isn't a Vodah Zarah related Pasuk in that Parsha.
Yeah, the whole Parsha is also the general sense of the Parsha is the way in which Bechlal we run our country, which is different than it's the same. It starts off saying, don't do k'toivot agoyim ahim, that you're not like them. You have a navi, that's all.
And then if you find a man who does the ra, and he tells you anything, that he personally.
I don't know what you're referring to. What pasuk are you talking about?
Gimel
where? Gimel what part? Okay. All right. So therefore, Rav Hamnuna argues. Rav Hamnuna says, no. There's no question in my mind that that's not what the essay is referring to. It's got that there's a general sense over here of anything that represents a sugya of hadokar. It doesn't have to be avodat kochavim. I say like this. Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim agree about the nature of the parsha in Re'ei, that what it's talking about is the concept of hadacha. And hadacha means wiping out something from the Torah. And therefore the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, it's certainly ba'okir haguf. If you want to rip out a chelik of the Torah, whether you're talking about avodat kochavim, whether you're talking about shar mitzvot, that's called ripping out the guf. If you're talking about the derech Hashem, where it says min haderech, over there you have kiyum miktzat and bitul miktzat, and that indeed is a reference to avodat kochavim because it's lalechet ba. Lalechet ba means that there's something that defines the whole nature of the Derech Hashem, and that's the essence of your emunah and so on. So that's limited to avodat kochavim. The question over here is, where the Torah says Rachmona mina derech v'le mitzvah. Aval, the question is by kiyum mitzvah bitul mitzvah to bishar mitzvah. There, I agree with you that we don't have a remes to other mitzvot of min haderech, and over there it's the same as what appears in Shoftim. That either he's telling you to do something that is not part of my tzivui, Or he's not included under either of these sugyas. He's not included under the din of a Navi Mediach, and he's not included under the din of a Navi Sheker. That is to say, the Navi who is the Sheker in terms of the mitzvah satira. So it turns out that we have really three categories. We have the category of Hadocha off of the path. We have the category, and that's Avodah Shechor. And that could be any little bit off of the path. Then we have a category of a Mediach of being Oker Mitzvah. That's a machlokas with Chizkei Rav Amnuna as to whether it's included in the din of Hadocha in Re'eh or whether it's a new Halacha in Shoftim. And the Nafkamina would be in the Chachamim whether your Chiyav is Skila or your Chiyav is Chenek. But it's limited to an actual Akira of an entire body of the Torah. One whole group of Halachas. And then we have Stam the din of Navi Sheker, which everybody agrees is B'chenek, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, and that's a case where the Navi tells you a specific thing that you're supposed to do off the Hashem that was never said to him. That too is a general case of Navi Sheker. So there's three different dinim. Now the Braisa says, Tan Rabban, Hamitnabe la'akor davar min haTorah chayav. Somebody who goes out now with his Nevius to uproot something out of the Torah, he is chayav as a Navi Sheker. L'kayem miktat u'levatel miktat, if he wants to undo some of it, Rabbi Shimon poter. U'bavodat kochavim, afilo omer hayom yivdua l'machar bitua, divrei hakol chayav. When it comes to avodat kochavim, even if it's very much b'miktat, he's saying just for today. God said just for today, for some very special reason, you're supposed to do the avodat rabal, just to prove that it doesn't work. Whatever. Over there, everybody is moda that he would be chayav, and that's certainly only levato miktas. I mean, he's saying on the contrary, we very much are for the yisur of avodas kirkov. Nonetheless, you can't listen to him. There's no such thing as a hora'at sha'ah or as a bittul of even for any time from Hashem of a mitzvah of avodas kirkov. Now, this brisa is very cryptic. It's not clear when he's saying lakor davar min haTorah. I mean, anything lakor davar min haTorah that's being said both by the rabbanon and by Rabbi Shimon. And then when it says levat lekayim except levat tzedek except Rabbi Shimon poter marshbar chachomim or mechayev, that doesn't work out according to anybody. Not a libet of Rav Chisda, not a libet of Rav Muna. They both agreed that akira b'miktas is not included in the chiyuv over here when it comes to other mitzvahs. So how in the world do we understand this brisa in light of the conversation we just had with Rav Muna and Rav Chisda? So now Abaye held of Rav Chisda's approach, and he explained this brisa a libet of Rav Chisda. Rava held of Rav Amnuna's approach. Rava saw like Rav Amnuna, and he was mitaretz this brisa like Rav Amnuna. Abaye saw like Rav Chisda, mitaretz like Rav Chisda. So Abaye held like Rav Chisda, and he explains it as follows: Hamitnave la'akor davar min haTorah divrei hakol b'chenek. Somebody who has an avias to be oker something out of the Torah. Now it doesn't say over here what his chiyav is. It's just a chayav. That chiyav is, according to everybody, a chiyav of chenek. L'kayim miktzat u'levatel miktzat. If it's a question of being oker some of the mitzvah, over there Rabbi Shimon poter, but certainly the Rabbanan are also poter. Hu hadin l'Rabbanan. The only reason that it says Rabbi Shimon is to let us know that up until now we've been talking about the part that doesn't say who it is certainly going even aliv de Rabbanan, meaning that those two things are the same. That is to say, they're both chiyuvim of chenek. And that Rabbi Shimon, over here, is saying that according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you're chayev normally in chenek, to make it clear, and that's, everybody's been holding like that, would in this case hold that you would be potzer, if it's only levat mitzvah. Babadat kochavim, then everybody agrees. Afilu imamar, hayom yivdu alamachar bitluah, chayav, it doesn't say what's your chayav, because it depends how you hold. Market itay, according to the Rabbanan, you're chayav skila, and according to Rabbi Shimon, you're chayav chenek. Whereas Rava, sava like Rav Amnuna, Rava also like Rav Amnuna explained the braisa like Rav Amnuna as follows. Mitaretz like Rav Amnuna, like this. Hamitnabe la'akor davar min haTorah, bein b'avodat kochavim, bein b'shar mitzvot, chayav. So now, this is, of course, according to Rav Amnuna, whether you're being oker a dover of other mitzvahs, or you're being oker a vodat kochavim, both are included in Re'eh. So when it says chayav over there, you can't say it means chayav chenek, the way Rav Chisda said on other mitzvot. it's got the min chayav. Aliba the Rebbe, Aliba the Chachamim would be a chiyuv of stila. It's only Aliba the Rebbe Shimon that it would be a chiyuv of fending. So indeed, it means markedi itle, markedi itle. Then when you have the next piece, Rebbe Shimon poter, that's l'kayim miktzat ulevatel miktzat b'shar mitzvot. Now I too agree, Rebbe Shimon poter. V'hu hadin l'rabanan. Now according to Rebbe Amnuna, the only reason that said Rebbe Shimon was to say, even according to Rebbe Shimon, who holds that it's only chenek, and that you might think that that's the point when we say poter, meaning poter b'skila. No. Poter means poter. It's poter from everything. Even Rabbi Shimon is saying it's patur, meaning it's not even a chiyuv of chenek. Don't make the mistake of saying that patur means patur, like the rabbanon b'skila, but you're still included in the din and shoftim, which is b'chenek. It means you're patur completely. And then, b'avodat kochavim, afilu amar ayom yivdu l'machar b'kula, again, chayav means, depending on what you hold, market itle, market itle. So according to Rav Amnuna's approach, the first part of the brayta that's talking about an akira of other mitzvahs is also the same as the last part that's talking about a partial akira of avodat kochavim. And in both cases, it would be a machlokas Rabbi Shimon and a chachamim as to what the chiyuv is. So to sum it up, the only real machlokas we have in understanding the difference between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, the only real distinction between Rav Amnuna's approach and Rav Chisda's approach is what's the din of an akira of other elements in the Torah. A complete akira. Is that included under the din of Ledaber Davar in Shoftim, in which case everybody would be Moda, even the Chachamim are Moda as Bechemek, so claims Rav Chisda. Or is it also included in Lahadich Achar, even though it's not Minader, but it's still Lahadich Achar, and therefore, the Akir of the whole thing is a Machlokas Chachamim Rabbi Shimon, according to the way he's understanding it, and it's, whether it's Beskila or whether it's Bechenek, and it's the only difference between them. Everybody's agreed that if you're being Oker Miktsat of other mitzvahs, it's not included under the din of Min HaDerek for sure, even if you hold of all mitzvahs being in Re'eh. And therefore, it's not included in either parsha. It's not included in, under Davar, and it's not included under Min HaDerek, and therefore it's Potter. Then we have our other category, which is clear cut Hadok of Avodas Kochavim. That's definitely the Machlokas Rebbe Shimon and Rabbanan. Do we compare him to a yachid and a mesit, or to a hedyet who's being mesit, or do we compare him to the din of Iran Yirachas, or the same halachas that Rav Chisda held, Rav Amnuna would hold about the bitul mitzvahs and the kiyum mitzvahs, and that's not an issue between them at all. Fine. Om Rabbi Avu, Om Rabbi Yochan. In terms of halacha l'maisa, the implication of this is that bakol im yomalach anavi. Avar al divrei Torah, shemalo. If a Navi tells you to be over al divrei Torah, now he doesn't tell you that something is mutter, notice. He doesn't come lahatir divrei Torah. He's coming to tell you that Hashem told him to do this today, to get a vayra asher. Then you can listen to him, assuming that he's been muhzak as a Navi. But if it's talking about avodas kochavim, and he says, God wants you today just to prove that there's no mamushas in Avodas Kochavim to worship an Avodah Zarah, just to show that it doesn't work. Then even if afilu ma'amidu chachama be'emtza harakia, even if he gets the sun standing still like Yehoshua ben Nun, forget about it. Al tishmalo, he's not to be believed. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer, higia Torah l'sov da'ata shel Avodat Kochavim. The Torah has penetrated all the way down into the way in which people view Avodas Kochavim, and therefore wants to be okered from you completely. Lefichach natna Torah memshalaba, and therefore the Torah gave a sense of memshalaba. You should, the Rabbi should be able to do an oath in order to filu ma'amidu chachama ben tzaraki al tishmalo, so that even if that oath comes true and it's a major miracle, it means absolutely nothing. Okay, that's the pasha to disagree. The oracle in there learns that Higiyat Torah Sof Da'atah Shel Avodat Kochavim means that there actually is a koach of Avodat Kochavim, and that koach allows this memshala to be able to do mitzvot with. And therefore tells you that you should know that even if such a thing happens, it's meaningless. Who cares? It would be like saying that if somebody has a technology that you're not aware of how it works, you should worship him. What kind of nonsense is that? Why in the world should you worship technology? So the fact that there's some kind of metaphysical, I mean, what is, so what? So it's mysterious, so therefore you worship it. So that's the point. I mean, the whole idea over here is that if you're talking about things that appear to be supernatural, but that has nothing to do with worship. But the fact that the human knowledge of how the universe works is limited is absolutely no reason to become worshipful. That's primitive. It's because you don't know why it's thundering, so therefore you're going to worship thunder. Well, what kind of nonsense is that? So it's no difference. It's only a difference. It's not a difference in kind. It's only a difference in degree between some primitive tribe that worships a thunder god every time it thunders, or between a more sophisticated civilization that worships the god that does enormous miracles that can't be explained and stops the Earth's revolution. All right, so big deal. That's the point. So therefore, the Torah gave them shalom. Amr Rabbi Akiva chas v'shalom shakadosh baruch hu ma'amid ma'alov. It's something ridiculous. There's certainly nothing outside of nature is going to happen for Avodas Chachamim. That's absurd. The point over here is that oath was given originally, that's what it's saying. If a Navi, who was defined by an oath, and I don't care how great that oath was, at the time that he gave you that oath, indeed he was a Navi. For instance, we have the Hananiah ben Azor, who took over that Navi, as we were talking about yesterday from Yirmiyahu. So over there, Kikon Hananiah ben Azor, Shemitzivato Navi Emet. In the beginning, he is indeed a Navi Emet, and has a chazaka of a Navi Emet. So he's coming along now to say to you, look, you know that I have a chazaka of being a Navi, and I proved that to you, Bitzada Os. So therefore, listen to me now when I say that today we must worship the Baal in order to prove how foolish it is. No, you don't listen to him. You should die. That's what it's talking about. And again, clearly, I mean, with the Rambam's clarity of explaining this whole sugya, right? Perfectly simple, straightforward sense. The din of the listening to a Navi is not because we are impressed with miracles. And miracles are meaningless. They're just better technology. What's the big deal? There's nothing like technology to pull off miracles, right? I mean, anybody would see any of the things we do today is obviously miraculous. Touch a button, the lights get there, the room gets light. I mean, it's Meshuggah, the guy's obviously a god. That's for sure. You think. You even think. Right? So obviously these are gods, not humans. Okay, that's silly. So why then does the Torah say to respect the technology of a miracle? We're going to have a little word in the back alley.
I'm here.
Why does he say then to respect a miracle? In the same way, says the Rambam, that he says to listen to eyewitnesses. But we really believe eyewitnesses? You've got to be crazy to believe eyewitnesses. They never know what they're talking about. But this is the way that the Torah says you're supposed to be machzik something, and that's how you act. You act as if you believe. The same thing is true of the Navi. These are the signs of if God would have said, believe a Navi who gives you a $2 bill. It would be exactly the same thing. That's the sign. Fine. But the moment that the Navi makes it clear that he's not a Navi, and how is that? By saying something that's against what it says in the very Torah that defined the reason to believe him as a Navi in the first place, you'd be pretty stupid to believe the miracle, which is only coming because the Torah said, well, pretend that you believe it, when now he's saying, well, don't believe the Torah that says to believe the miracle, which is the basis of your belief in me. And so the Rambam explains it very straightforward. So since I'm telling you straightforward now up front, if a guy ever says this, it ain't from me. So what's the difference if he did a miracle? Who cares how big the miracle was? But that's the point, not that the Avodah Zarah is doing the miracle, and God gives them Shalah to test you, because that Ki Minaseh Hashem Elokeichem is knowing full well that a Navi, that it was music as a Navi, could always turn bad. Fine, so God is testing you. That's part of the way life goes, like everything else. Turn bad, and you'll have to be smart enough to know when he turned bad and chop his head off. Well, what's the big deal? That's the point here. The Zonanei Bat Kohen, Zonanei Bat Kohen, Minan Emili, how do we know that the Zonanei Bat Kohen are given the onesh of the Baal and not the onesh of Srefa, of the Bat Kohen herself? Amr Lach, Rebbe Zika. The Tanya Rebbe Yossi Omer, Ma Tamud Lomar, Va'asitem Lo Kasher Zamam La'asot Le'achiv. We don't say, as he wished to do unto his brother. Kasher Zamam La'asot, I mean, what's the point of La'achiv? But the point is this, Lafisha call ha mizoma mim shabatora, zoma mayhem, uboaleyem, kayot sebahen. All of the cases that we have of evildoers in the Torah are always the same. We never distinguish between the male participant, female participant, the witnesses who are made on the event. There's only one place where we got a problem, because the Bat Kohen, he b'sreifa, but in Bo'ala b'sreifa. Now, that, it says b'feirish, that the only mitzvah of sreifa is on her. So that means that the male, in such a case, is a normal Bo'el Eshet Ish, and he's Chayav Chenek. So now what do we do about the Eidim Zomanim? So the Zomanim, Eni Yodea, Im Lo Hukshu, Im La Hukshu. Now I don't know whether they're meant to be like the Bo'el, or they're meant to be like her, that she's their Chayav Sreifa. Kishu Omer La'asot La'achiv, that's why the Torah goes out of its way to say La'achiv, meaning La'achiv, V'lo La'achoto. Hadron Alok, Elohim HaNechanachim,
V'li Neder.
Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek l'olam haba shenema ve'amech kulam tzadikim l'olam yirshu aretz netzer matzai ma'asei yaday lehitpa'er. So all of Kol Yisrael on some level are tzadikim, and therefore in that sense they are yorish the aretz. You know, the pashtus of Yerusha's aretz is of course Eretz Yisrael, l'olam yirshu aretz, but we understand that it's multi-level, because l'olam yirshu aretz, there's no such thing as forever in an entropic universe. And therefore it's got to be referring to some level of Eretz that is indeed forever. And that's Olam Haba. That certainly there is a linkage between Olam Hazeh in terms of being in Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba. That's why indeed the Rishonim speak out that there's somebody who is in Eretz Yisrael. So it's as if he's in Olam Haba. So that's why he's in Olam Haba.
Then you're using a sort of a slip-by-vision.
No, it's on the contrary. You're building it. Holy Harbam is in Eretz Yisrael, so he has Yeshua Chelag Olam Haba. That's, by the way, that is an important point. You notice it says Yeshua Chelag Le Olam Haba. It doesn't say Yeshua Chelag Be Olam Haba. And that's because the Olam Haba, if it would have said Be Olam Haba, it would have been Mashma. There is a world called Olam Haba. And, you know, you have, either you get a good piece of it, you don't get a good piece of it. But Yeshua Chelag Le Olam Haba is the pshat that the Olam Haba is being built and created by what it is that you are doing. So it's your chelek le'olam haba, all that was invested into olam haba. It's not that it could exist without what it is that you're doing in order to build it. That's what Nefesh HaKayim
is.
No, so even, no, the people that are karet are not included under the list of ein lam chelek le'olam haba. Which is very strange, because the Rambam himself makes that distinction. Then he said that somebody is chayev karet, he says, well, that's the greatest onish, because then it's v'nichrata, his nefesh is nichrata, it's like an animal and has no chet. So then it boils down to all the balei kritzut stuff. I mean, why does he only list out the specific list of eloh chayev lama ba, and what about the person whose nefesh was nichrata?
And the one who is
an 18? Well, those are some of those that eloh chayev lama ba, as we'll be talking about here. But again, we have to understand there's many distinctions to be had in this issue. Einam chelek l'olam haba doesn't mean they don't have an olam haba. It just means they don't have a chelek in olam haba. There's lots of people in this world that have absolutely no chelek. They're homeless people, they have nowhere to go, they're out there on the street and so on, but they do live in olam hazeh. They just don't have a chelek in olam hazeh. So it is possible to be in olam haba, but without a chelek.
Homeless in the olam haba?
Homeless in olam haba, exactly. That's exactly the issue. Nothing to laugh about. So, but it doesn't mean, so the getter of Amech Kulam Tzadikim, certainly there's an element that is true even for those that don't have, in other words, otherwise you have a steer. On some level, that's a steer. Obviously, the Pasha, the Mishnah is, you start with a chelek, but you don't really, because then if it's Leol Olam Haba, it has to mean that you're Maisa Megarim Leol Olam Haba. Okay, so in a Kabbalistic sense, we know that there's various levels of Nefesh. There's various levels that karet affects. In Kabbalistic terms, it's only karet affects only from the darga of chokhma dam of the nefesh. And other elements of the nefesh are untouched by aspects of olam hazeh and karet in a Jew. But in any event, we need to be very careful between what we mean by chelek, what we mean by yesh lam, what we mean by zoche l'olam haba, or inu zoche l'olam haba, because you can have a chelek and not be zocher to a chelek. But if somebody dies, leaves over a big Yerusha to his kids, they end up fighting over it until they all die, and they weren't zocher to their chelek, right? In terms of Olam Hazeh. Same idea, you can have something and not be zocher to it. Or you can have something and be zocher to it, but as we say in Olam Hazeh, he was never zocher to it. The guy had a miserable life, he was a multimillionaire. He's like, yeah, how would you? And he's like, He's got everything a person can desire, except that, you know, he can't even walk outside because the microbes are going to get him. And the guy's a madman. So, I mean, that's also called the Eino Chelek. Doesn't mean he lost his own. It means that he's not going to have anything out of it. And so on and so forth. So these issues are definitely not black and white. Now, the following have no Chelek in Olam Haba. Ha'omer in Tziyat Amitim in HaTorah. Someone who says that he does not believe there's a Tziyat HaMeitim in the Torah. He believes it's Tziyat HaMeitim from his own emotional preference or his own intellectual preference. But he doesn't believe that the Torah is saying that there's an Olam Haba. At least this is the way Rashi brings it. A lot of Achronim are so shattered by that they claim that this Rashi was written by some Talmid Toher and so on. And Chas v'Shalom, it should mean that. To me, this is one of the most central Rashis in all of Shas. And it's so clearly and brilliantly the words of Rashi that it's one of the most amok things. But to say such thing is written by some Talmid Toher, to me, it's outrageous. Rashi's words are absolutely almost prophetic. What he says is like this. We're talking about them, and it's amazing because the Gemara says the only reason that a person that doesn't believe in Tziyat HaMeitim in HaTorah doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba is because how can you have a chelek in something you don't believe? Right? So Rashi comes to explain in the Mishnah, well, what does that mean? The Mishnah only said he doesn't believe it's been HaTorah, but he does believe it, right? So what do you mean how can you have a chelek in something you don't believe? You do believe. Says Rashi here something amazing. He says, "Hoyo ba'oker sheyesh chiyat ha-meitim min ha-Torah, ma lanu v'le'emunato." What do we care about what he believes? Who cares what he believes? V'chi mi'echan u'yudea shekenu. What do you mean he believes? He doesn't know anything. What? So emotionally he believes. Intellectually he believes. Based on what? Based on some kind of garbage that I can disprove? Or some other philosopher will disprove? That's nonsense. That's not called a belief at all. It's just whatever illusions you want to have. Illusions have nothing to do with reality. So either you know it, or we don't even discuss it. It's as if you don't believe it. And therefore, you don't believe in it, and you won't have it. The guy could be screaming bloody murder, but I dedicated my whole life to Olam Haba. What Olam Haba? An illusionary Olam Haba. So that's why, Ein lo chelek b'Olam Haba. Please speak English, or Hebrew, or something.
I thought that it doesn't appear in the Torah,
it doesn't
exist.
It doesn't. He doesn't have a raya from the Torah.
He doesn't believe that it's actually. We say he learned it from Ozzy Asher.
Correct. We'll see. Where Gemara is going to go through various places in the Torah.
That's the
issue according to Rashi. As I said, there are those who deny that such a thing is possible. They hold it's got to mean that. And he doesn't believe in Tziyat HaMeitim at all. Because otherwise, how does the Gemara say? And this is a mistake, this Rashi. Okay, but this is what it says here in Rashi. So someone who says, Ein Tziyat HaMeitim in HaTorah. Someone who says, Ein Torah min HaShamai. The Torah was written by someone. And an Apikoros. And we'll see what Apikoros means in the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Apikoros b'svarim hakitzonim. We'll see what that means. What are svarim hakitzonim? We'll see also in the Gemara. Halochei shalamaka. Well, there's somebody who uses the Torah as superstition, and he whispers over a wound, and he says, like an incantation, and he tells him, if you vote for me in the elections, that's absolutely guaranteed. So there ain't no chelek in Olam Haba. Avishol omer, av ha'oget Hashem be'otiyotav. If he uses the letters in which the Hashem is written, also we'll discuss, and he says them out. Shlosha melachim arba'a hediotot. There are three melachim mentioned in Tanakh, and four non-melachim mentioned in Tanakh, that imam chelek olam haba, and they stand as models. The shlosha melachim are Yiravam, Achav, and Menashe. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Menashe yesh lo chelek olam haba. Menashe did teshuva, and it says, vayitzpalel elav vayetar lo, vayishma tachinato, vayoshivu Yerushalayim l'malkuto. It says that Hashem heard his prayer, and brought him back to Yerushalayim. Omrulos, said the Chachon, yes, that is what it says, but note that it stresses, Le Malchuto, he was brought back to Yerushalayim to his Malchut, but that's it. No further than that, Velo Lechaye Olam Haba. He was not restored to Olam Haba. Arba'a Hediotot, and the four Hediotot in Tanakh are Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, and Gehazi. Now each one of these we're going to discuss in the circuit. Said the Rebbe, Kachalama, what's the big deal over here? What is a guy says, I don't believe in Tchiyat HaMitim in HaTorah. You know, okay, people make those kind of errors. I mean, it doesn't seem to be like the end of the world, that therefore all of his, I mean, everything that he didn't invested in this world, he shouldn't have his car, the Lamahaba. I mean, how do you explain that? Tana, the Bryce, explains it. It is like this. Who kafar b'tchiyat ha-mitim, l'fichak lo yelo chelak b'tchiyat ha-mitim. If the person doesn't believe in something, how in the world is he supposed to have a chelak in it? That's the point of mida k'neged mida. Shkol midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida k'neged mida. God always responds to the person as he is. So you're saying, but it's disproportionate. It's disproportionate because you made it disproportionate. It's not anisha in that sense. This is the reality. You're this way, so I respond to you according to the way you are. If you don't believe that this is a reality, how can I give you a reality you don't believe it? Gomer Tzvur Barach Meni Omer B'Yonatan. Minayin Shekol Midotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midah K'neged Midah. Where do we see that God's response does not have to be proportionate? It has to be poetic. It has to be responsive. But that responsiveness, in certain circumstances, can be totally disproportionate. Shenemar Vayomer Elisha Shimu Dvar Hashem Keit Machar Sa'as Solet B'Shekel B'Sa'atayim Sorim B'Shekel B'Shar Shomron. So what happens? So he said that everybody's starving, and Elisha says, you're going to see tomorrow everything's for free. It's going to be so cheap, and I have a thing to eat, $1 million won't buy you a loaf of bread. I mean, it seems outrageous. So then the Chsiv Vayana Shalish, so the guy who's in charge of the gate, Asher Lamelech Nish'ana Yado Atisha Elohim. So he answers Elisha and he says, come on, man. If God opened up the skies and he let out all of the attics full of grain in the Shamayim, it still couldn't happen. He's not exaggerating. So Elisha told him, you will see it, but you won't eat it. And then what happens is, indeed, after they get all of the food, that's exactly what happened to him. There was a mad rush at the gate, and he was trampled to death. And indeed, he never got to eat it. So, I mean, it seems disproportionate. I mean, dies this horrible death and in the full view of the food that they're waiting for. That's the trap. I mean, you say it's not going to happen, so for you it doesn't happen. But how do you know that was because of Mina Kenegamita? Maybe it was Elisha's Kolola. Diyoma Kilolat Elisha Gon Male. Diyoma Rav Yudam Arab Kilolat Chacham Afilo Al Sinam Hiba. That a Kolola that a Chacham gives, even if it isn't deserved, would still be Mitzkayim. So maybe the fact that Elisha got angry at him and told him that's what's going to happen does not represent what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have done in terms of Mina Kenegamita. No, because in Kain Mitzvah Krova Yemesuva Yamot. Why did it say Bishar? My Bishar. What's that? He was Vayir Mesu Oto Ha'am Bishar. It should have just said that Vayir Mesu obviously was Bishar. The point is, Al Iske Shah. It was the things that he had said about. Could it be that, no, it was specifically because he had made fun of that element of it, that he was in it. For Elisha, he didn't say anything about that. Minayim the Tchiyat HaMitim in HaTorah. Where indeed does it say anything about Tchiyat HaMitim in HaTorah? Shenevar, unetzaten mimenu et trumat Hashem, li'aron HaKohen. You should give the trumat to Aaron HaKohen. What do you mean to Aaron HaKohen? Aaron HaKohen lo'olam kayam, what's it supposed to mean? Aaron HaKohen is supposed to live long enough to get trumat to come. He didn't even get into Eretz Yisrael. How's he going to take the trumat? What, for all generations, give the trumat to Aaron HaKohen. Halo lo nichnas to Eretz Yisrael, so shenodin lo trumat. Where did you get a chance to give truma to Aaron HaKohen? Clearly, the Torah is saying you're supposed to give truma to Aaron HaKohen. The day Rabbi Yishmael, Tana, Aharon doesn't mean to give it to Aaron, for God's sake. It means ki Aharon. It means to give it to somebody who is taking the place of Aaron, in the sense of ma Aaron chaver, avbanav chaverim. That's all that it means. And that's Mikan, Amru, Sheinotni Matana, Lekohen Amaretz, and indeed, Amru Shmuel Banach Meni Amru Yonatan, Minayin Sheinotni Truma Lekohen Amaretz. They have another marker for the din, not to give coin, and not to give Truma to a coin is an Amaretz. Shnemar, Vayomel Amli Yoshvei Yerushalayim, Letet Menat HaKohanim Va'alavim, Lemanya Kaskubetorat Hashem. So here it says, give the chalakim to the kohanim and the levim in order that they should be strengthened in the Torah Hashem. That means kol ha-machazik b'Torah Hashem yeshua menat. These gifts, therefore, are those that are being machzik in Torah, not that are amei ha'aretz. But eino machzik b'Torah Hashem, eino menat. Omer of Acha, Barada, Omer of Yehuda, kol ha-notein shula l'kohen amei ha'aretz. Somebody who gives truma to a kohen who's an amaret is kibul notna l'fnei ari. It's like giving it to a lion. You never know what's going to happen. A lion, sometimes he might be hungry, he might sit there, rip something apart into shreds right in front of your eyes. Or he might treat it nicely, take it to his den, bury it, wait for some, you know, better time. And in this case, after you went to the mikveh and you're tor and you're ready to eat the truma. So you never know. Ma'ari, safik doreis vachel, safik eno doreis vachel. You don't know how a lion's going to treat this. Av kohen amaret, safik. He's going to be doreis it, so to speak, and eat it out of his taiva while he's still tame. And so, Savik Achor B'Torah, Savik Achor B'Tumah, you never know. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's worse. Avgarim lo mita. But you want to give it to an Amah Aretz, but you're going to be doing him a great favor. I mean, you're going to be Mechayev him to die. Shema Umetu Bo Ki Chalalu. If he eats Truma B'Tumah, so you want to be Mechayev the guy needs, so that's some favor you're giving him. Debe Rabbi Yezib and Yaakov Tana. Ap Masio Avon Ashmat. Worse than that. You're pouring avinas on the man. What kind of gift is that? Shinama v'yisiu otam avon or ashma bochalam et kotshehem. So avon ashma is a sense of guilt, deep guilt, profound guilt that you want to put on this guy. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Omer, minayim v'chiyat ha-metim v'nasra. So now we don't have a raya from Aaron, because they may be coming to tell me this din. Rabbi Shmuel has a different approach. Minayim v'chiyat ha-metim v'nasra. Shinama v'gam ha-kimoti et briti itam v'tet lahem et eretz kinam. How in the world, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they were never given Eretz Canaan. So it doesn't say lachem. I mean, mekayim my shvua to them by giving it to you. It says lahem by giving it to them. Nikan, the tziyat ha-meitim, min ha-Torah. Shalu minim et Rabban Gamliel. Minayin shakadosh baruch hu mechayim meitim. Now the meaning, but didn't believe in tziyat ha-meitim, asked Rabban Gamliel, how do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechayim meitim? Omar lehem, I'll tell you. I know it min ha-Torah. I know it min ha-Navim. I know it min ha-Ksuvim. And he brought them all the right book, Yiblumimim. What were his rights? Minatara Dechiv. Vayomer Hashem Moshe. Hincha shochevim avotecha v'kam. You will now sleep with your forefathers and you'll get up. Oh, come on, what do you mean v'kam? I mean, maybe the way to read it is, Hincha shochevim avotecha, kama, v'kam ha'am hazeh. Right? So, I mean, you don't know whether to read the v'kam with the Moshe part, or as it would be the pashas, to say it with the ha'am hazeh, the kama ha'am hazeh. As a matter of fact, this is the mocker of the whole concept of a kama, right? You have to put the kama either before the kama or after the kama. And this is, remains one of the psukim that ein lo hechrea, where is the kama in the gum? So, do you look the kama ha'am hazeh? So, okay. Min ha'nevi'im Yisrael was, tichtiv yichyun meitecha, your dead ones in Eretz Yisrael will live, Nivlati yukumun, even the nevela, meaning even the felim, will wake up again. Hakik, hakitzav ramenu, shokneyafa, kital orot alecha, the eretz rifaim tapil, you will wipe out the land of the ghosts. In other words, the dead will rise. So they said, okay, fine, that may be a one-time occurrence. Maybe that refers to the mason, that Yechezkel is going to be mechayah, because, I mean, after all, this was said by Yishayahu. You say it was before the events in Yechezkel. So he was being that Yechezkel will come around and will be Mechayim Eisim. So that happened. But you claim that there's a general Tziyat HaMeitim. Where do you get that from? The raya that Rebbe Gamliel brought to them in Aktuvim, Dichtiv v'chichech kiyen hatov holech ledodi l'meisharim doveb siftei yeshenim, who will cause the lips of the sleepers to move. Nah, they said, what? That doesn't have to do with Tziyat HaMeitim. That's a metaphor. Yom Rechushe Markashan Sifute Be'almak Rav Yochanan. Maybe that just means that their lips will move in the sense that Rav Yochanan meant it. Yom Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yishman, Ban Yahu Tzadak. Kol Mishin Emra Halakha Bishmo Balam Hazeh Siftotav Dovavot Bekeven. Anyone who is, Halakha is quoted in Olam Hazeh, it's as if his lips are moving in the grave, because it's his own presence still in Olam Hazeh. Shenema Dovev Siftei Yishanim. Couldn't accept that either. And he brought it from this pasuk. Dovev Siftei Yishanim. He said, Rabbi Yochanan is willing to accept that this pasuk is metaphorical and referring to a quote of a person, Olam Hazeh, Divrei Torah. So when you bring me rayas that has to do with Tchias HaMeis. Ad shamala mikra, until he finally said to them the following pasuk, Asher nishba Hashem lavotechem latet lahem, lachem lo ne'emar ela lahem, mikan ufiyat ametim min ha-torah. That they couldn't deny. Ve'yesh omrim min mikra hazeh amar lahem. Va'atem hadvekim ba'ashem alokechem, chayim kulchem hayom. Why do they call kulchem hayom? I mean, obviously hayom. I mean, everybody's alive today, if they're alive today. I mean, let's call chayim kulchem hayom. Ella must be to tell me that it's ke'ilu, it's the same way that the yom is. That's the pshat. That you could have just said chayim kulchem. Chayim kulchem hayom is to tell me that ma hayom kulchem kayamim af lo olam haba kulchem kayamim. It's got to say that it's like today, it's not always be like today. Shalu romim et Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The Romans asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, minayin shekadosh baruch hu mechayem etim. How do you know that God, there's two things that you say that we don't understand where you get it from. You claim that God is mechayem etim. And you also claim the yodea mashatid liyot. You claim that he knows what is going to be in the future. Who's to say that the future exists? So how, I mean, why know what there's going to be in the future? Amar lahu tavayim in mikraza. You know, you can learn both things from the following pasuk. This is a real psychological ploy that he pulled over here. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Incha shochev im avotecha v'kam, and then v'kam ha'mazeh v'zana. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be waking up again, and you see that God is saying that these people are going to be zanach re'elim acherim. So they said, "Well, I mean, how do you know that the kam is going back on the Moshe part?" Vayomer v'kam ha'mazeh v'zana. I said, "Okay, I'll be makabel." That's the pshat. So now you admit he knows what it's going to be. So the kotu will be a palga, be a dashu. So at least accept half of your question. The yodea mashatid liyot. So this way he got them arguing on that part, but they now busted their own. What are they going to say now? All in one simple pasuk. Shemin chashu chayim avotecha v'kam. Ahama devizana. You know, I ended up with this, wiping out the svarim of the kutim. I told them, you know, you idiots, you faked out your Torah, but you've proven absolutely nothing, because it's all false. Now, Rashi, who wasn't aware of what I'm about to tell you, took the pshat as meaning ziyatim in the sense of your beliefs. Your beliefs are all phony. So your Torah doesn't mean literally your Sifrei Torah. It means your beliefs. But it doesn't matter because you can still look in your books and the books still prove that you're wrong. So lo alikim klum. However, it turns out if you have a nusach of the Samaritan's Torah that the psukim that were mentioned before were changed by them. They took out the words latet lahem. And they inserted the words Lizaram in order to undo Olam Haba, every place that it appears. So that's what he was saying. Ziyaftem, you faked it out, but you missed one of them, and I can still get you. I can get you for this pasuk. Because it says like this. It says, Hikaret, Hikaret, Hanefesh Ahi, Avonaba. What's it called? Hikaret, Hikaret. Hikaret, Hikaret, Olam Hazeh. So if that's the case, so where's Avonaba? If it's going to be Nifrat, you're saying Hikaret is all in this world. It all has to be understood. But then what's Avonaba? Avonaba la'ima. So where's the Avonaba? Lav l'olam haba. I mean, that's got to be referring to Olam Haba. I mean, why can't they just, he could have just said Hikaret, Hikaret. I mean, Lainu Tavar Hikaret, Hikaret. I didn't say, why is this? Why does that say Hikaret? Why does that say Hikaret, Hikaret? So it's already mashmah that there's two worlds. No, because then they would have said Dibra Torah Kishon Bnei Adam. I mean, they would have said, okay, that just means he will surely be Nichrat. But Lamai says from the Avon Abba, they couldn't answer him. And in fact, it's a machlokes tanoim, ketanoim. Hikaret, Hikaret, is indeed two olamas. Hikaret b'olam hazeh, Hikaret b'olam haba, Dibra Rebbe Akiva. Hama lo Rabbi Yishmo, v'alo kvar ne'amar, et Hashem hu megadeh v'nichrita. How many worlds are you going to get over here? Whatever. Every time it mentions v'nichrat, you get yourself another world. So now, v'chishlosha olamim yesh. Now you've got three worlds. I never heard about that one. So how does that work out? Ella, the chat is like this. Ella v'nichrita, v'olam hazeh. Hikaret, olam haba. But hikaret, hikaret, is indeed dibrat ha'rak l'shon b'nei adam. Yeah, but if that's the case, what do they do with Avon Haba? I mean, he had the whole time after the kusim. What are you going to do with Avon Haba? Now, what is Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Darshan from Hikaret? How do they learn Avon Haba? So Ben Rabbi Yisrael, Ben Rabbi Akiva, Avon Abba, my Abdilei. What do they do with Avon Abba? Ah, that's looking at Tanya. Yachol Afilo Asa Teshuvah. You might think that this is even if he does Teshuvah, Talmud Lomar Avon Abba, Lo Amati Yela Bizman Sh'Avon Abba. That this is true only if the person indeed doesn't do Teshuvah. But it's not like a Chiyav Amisa Bezdin, that there it doesn't help to do Teshuvah, Bezdin is going to carry out. You think over here, he's going to the same look, it's already the Gemara Din. Over here, if he does the Teshuvah before he dies, so then he's not included in Hikaret Tikaret.